Just before speaking with me, Ed Lonergan faced an auditorium full of blue and yellow shirts. Chiquita employees, curious about the new CEO, brought in to turn things around. Those shirts impressed Lonergan.
That's a really interesting thing for me because I came here because I have passion for the legacy of this brand and the future potential that it has. I also came here because every person I met wears that passion on their sleeve, literally.
And now he wears it too, never leaving the Uptown Hilton, where he's staying at the moment, without a Chiquita pin on his lapel.
And how long are you with Chiquita? What's your expectation? Just long enough to right the ship?
No, I'm here to deliver the turnaround, but I serve at the pleasure of the board and the shareholders. And, my job is to do that as long as they'll have me and as long as it takes to develop the team to step in behind.
You've had a couple of days now to look at the books of Chiquita. Is it your sense that the restructuring plan that's been announced is going to be enough, $60 million in cuts annually?
Clearly, the Wall Street community liked the plan. They believe in the plan. The stock has seen a benefit as a result of that, and I have confidence in the plan.
And you may be aware that when Chiquita moved to Charlotte, it was a pretty intense competition. There was there was an incentives package that went into bringing Chiquita here. And the city and county went beyond what they would normally do, which was to actually add a cash incentive to the package. Was that wise? Do you think that was a wise decision on the city's part?
Yeah, I think it's a decision every state, every city, every county has to make. But in this case, in an economy that is struggling to create jobs, this brought many jobs to the region, and it allowed us to consolidate our employees in a single location, which for me is brilliant because communication is the game. And at the end, it landed the company. So decide whatever you want. At the end of the day, it worked, and Chiquita's here.
Charlotte has a way of, maybe it's a southern thing, maybe it's part of being a city that's grown pretty quickly. We're still at kind of a middle size, but we have a way of kind of wanting our big corporate CEOs to be part of the community, to be seen, to be at the Rotary meetings, that kind of thing. Fernando Aguirre, your predecessor, did that.
He did a great job.
Did it very actively. Yep. What's your way? Are you going to be like that?
Yeah, I'm a social guy. And so I want to be part of the community in every role that I've been in, and in the three companies that I've worked for. We moved to the city. We became part of the city, including in Racine, Wisconsin, where we've spent the last 6 years of our lives, and became a key part of making the city better. And so I think you can expect the same thing here. This is a wonderful community. People have been incredibly welcoming.
How about Twitter? Fernando Aguirre says hello every morning when he wakes up on Twitter.
Yeah.
Do you tweet?
I'm not a Twitter user and I'm not a Facebook user. There's certainly some companies over the last week that have experienced difficulties by errant tweets that were released on behalf of the CEOs or the company. And my job isn't to put the company at risk. I think they're great technologies. I think with a strong focus on millennials, you've got to understand them and use them. But at the same time, you've got to balance risk. So today, no Twitter. I don't really have time. So I've just got to figure out what's going on and make sure that I'm keeping up with all the things that I've got to do internally.
Which includes a visit to Chiquita's European operations next week, followed by a trade show with customers in California, and then off to visit banana plantations in the tropics. Lonergan has never worked in fresh produce before. Coffee and cleaning supplies, yes, but not bananas. So he's got a learning curve and a new language to pick up.
I've never been given a dictionary on a new job, but it's the banana industry terms and expressions.
So you've got a pocket guide now.
Yeah, apparently I'm going to be tested every week.
What's in there, for example?
No, it's just all the different types of terms that relate to growing, producing, transporting, and ripening bananas. And they didn't tell me there was a dictionary until today, but I'm enjoying it.
Thank you very much,
sure.
Mr. Lonergan.
Thanks.
Appreciate it.